Konvic has to get something going on offense because, yeah, very limited opportunities through the air, pretty limited opportunities on the ground. And third down particularly has been tough on Clearbrook Konvic. They were 1 of 6 in that first half. We'll take a break
for that second half right after this. Again, our score at halftime, Stephen Argyle 27, Clearbrook Konvic nothing. It's high school football on KROX.
Welcome back to Argyle, the site of today's football matchup between Stephen Argyle, the Storm, and the Bears at Clearbrook Konvic. Stephen Argyle a perfect 3-0, Clearbrook Konvic 0-2 coming in. After each of these teams had their original game for tonight scratched, they got in touch with one another and were able to make it work. It's been the year of adjusting on the fly in the year of 2020. So, teeing it up for Clearbrook Konvic is Alex Dawson. Back deep is Colin McGregor and Jason Lindgren for Stephen Argyle. Dawson has the hand up. There's the whistle. And kind of a shallow end-over-end kick. Takes a stop at about the 25. Ooh, it went through Colin McGregor's hands. I'm not sure he has it. I think maybe he does. He's tackled by Lane Kadrew. Remember, Lane Kadrew blocked and recovered a punt in the first half, and they do say McGregor recovers. I thought I saw it for a moment kind of slip through McGregor's arm, but they must have ruled him down while he had possession. So a close call after a short, wouldn't even call it a squib kick. It was just an end-over-end kick that was shallow, and McGregor had trouble fielding it, but it will be first and 10, Stephen Argyle, at their own 28. Just underway in the third quarter, 27-0 Storm. McGlynn, a toss sweep to the right to McGregor, kind of cuts back, finds a block, and gets up to the 31, but really not a lot of room. A lot of east and west running as opposed to north and south, but McGregor able to get 3 yards out of it. Actually, they only give him 2. McGregor with 5 carries for 31 yards in that first half. Stephen Argyle moving the ball from left to right across your radio dials. We start the second half. All things considered, just a beautiful day for high school football. Mostly sunny, 37 degrees in Argyle. Not too much wind either. South wind of about 10. As they hand off to Colin McGregor again, McGregor gets pancaked here by Jordan Colson. And he might have lost a yard, maybe 2. Might have lost 3. Yeah, they're going to give him a loss of 3 on that. So make it 3rd down and 11. So a great start to this second half for the Clearbrook Konvic defense. Perhaps they figured out Stephen Argyle just a bit. 27-0, Stephen Argyle with the lead. 3rd and 11 from the 26. 4 of 7 on 3rd down they are today as McGlynn on play action rolls to his right, throws right looking for Paniak. It's off target and incomplete. Well covered as well by Alex Chernis, the freshman. We've said his name a few times today. Aiden Chernis, the older of those two, has been the go-to in the ground game. But Alex, the freshman, doing a good job. So McGlynn, his last now 7 passes have been incomplete. And Stephen Argyle will be forced to punt it for a second time. There's the kick by Colin McGregor, and he shanks it terribly. That actually might... Oh, my gosh, he kicked it from the 26. They marked it at the 20. That's a negative 6 yards. It hung up in the air going into that light south wind, and it rolls, takes a Clearbrook-Konvic roll. So McGregor's first punt was blocked. Wow. Well, they mark it at the 28. That's officially a... What, a 2-yard punt? Yeah. A 2-yard punt there. So, yeah, Clearbrook Konvic, give them credit. They've come up with big plays on defense, and now they have a chance here, taking over at the Stephen Argyle 28 as they hand it off to Aiden Chernis. He doesn't have much there. So, Caden Kasprovich comes up with a stop there. Jaden Kasprovich, that is. And that's a loss of 1 for the big man Aiden Chernis. Chernis now 10 carries for 25 yards, so every yard he's gotten has been hard-earned. This is the 3rd straight drive that Clearbrook Konvic has taken over in Stephen Argyle territory. One of these times, something's got to stick, you would think. Kyle Gerloff's in the gun. Chernis off to his left as Gerloff goes back to throw over the middle. Had a guy in traffic, but it's swatted away by Jason Lindgren. Terrific play. Looking for Jordan Colson down the field. That's incomplete. So So that's four straight incompletions for Kyle Gerloff. Both teams have really been tossing it around the yard today, but really not a ton of success on either for either team. Kyle Gerloff's 2 of 13, and Zach McGlynn is 5 of 18. So I don't think the quarterback rating in this game for either team will be super high at the end of it. Kyle Gerloff's out of the shotgun. He's got split backs behind him. Low snap, picked off the ground. He gives it to Obadiah Hammer, who's going to throw for the end zone. That's incomplete in one-on-one coverage, nearly intercepted by Brandon Kroll. Intended target was Colton Schultz. So split backs, Gerloff tosses it to Obadiah Hammer. And Hammer almost found the nail in the form of Colton Schultz, but that one is tipped away, almost picked off by Brandon Kroll in one-on-one coverage. So a little trick play there from Casey Kralik. So that'll bring up 4th and 11 for Clearbrook Gonvick, and I believe they're going to go for it. You might as well. It's 4th and 11 at the Stephen Argyle 29. 9:47 to go, third quarter. Still 27-0, Stephen Argyle. Back to throw. Here goes Gerloff. Throws it far side. It's caught. Colton Schultz eludes a tackler. He's near the 20. Oh, boy. He needed 11 yards, but I think he's going to be just shy. Lindgren and James Peterson bring him down. They might measure. I mean, he needed the 18. I think he only got to the 20. Schultz making the catch. Nope. Not enough. So a gain of about 9 when he needed 11. So another turnover on downs for Clearbrook Gonvick. That's the third time. And now Stephen Argyle takes over deep in their own end, in their own 20. And now on first down, they hand it off left side, and a big hole for James Peterson. That's the biggest run play we've seen from Stephen Argyle in quite a while, as Peterson takes it all the way up to the 48-yard line and a pickup of 28 yards. Peterson's biggest carry of the day. That's his 10th carry. Puts him over 50 yards rushing. What do we say at halftime? As Stephen Argyle goes back to the ground game, goes back to what's worked for them all year, chances are they'll probably win this game comfortably. They were able to build their 27-0 lead off the ground game, so we'll see if they add to it with the ground game. First and 10, Stephen Argyle at their own 48. Two receivers bunched tight to the left. Peterson is the tailback, but they give it on an end around to McGregor. We got a flag down. McGregor cuts right, then cuts it up the middle across midfield and down to the 46-yard line. Tackle made by Jordan Colson, but hang on, there's a flag, and I believe this is going to be a block in the back. It is. And it'll go for 10 yards. Four penalties now for 45 yards against Stephen Argyle. So problems, penalties have been a bit of a problem for Stephen Argyle today. I'll back him up 10 yards. So we'll replay first down here. So it'll be first and 20 for Stephen Argyle. Ball now at their own 35-yard line. First and 10, Storm at their own 35. 8:46 and counting to go, third quarter. 27-0 they lead Clearbrook Gonvick. McGlynn hands it off in motion to James Peterson, and Peterson up to the 45, gets all those penalty yards back. That's 10 yards for Peterson on his 11th carry. That puts him near 75 yards. It puts him just over 60, actually, but still. Peterson had a 2-yard touchdown run that actually got our scoring started. He scored at the 7:16 mark in the first quarter. 27-0, Stephen Argyle with the ball as they have 2nd and 13, moving from left to right across your radio dial. They have it at the 45-yard line, and they give it to James Peterson. And Peterson has very close to a first down across midfield to the 41-yard line. Let's see, they give him 9 plus 4, 13. That will move the chains. Jesse Anderson leads the stop for Clearbrook Gonvick, but that is enough for a Storm first down. Stephen Argyle with 11 first downs as an offense here today. Stephen Argyle has a first and 10 at the Clearbrook Gonvick 41-yard line. McGlynn under center. He will hand it off. Colin McGregor as he comes near side, and down he goes to the 25-yard line. That's a gain of 16 for McGregor. And we have a stoppage of play after the run by McGregor for an injured Clearbrook Gonvick defender. And the injured player there, Obadiah Hammer, as he gets up, is injured on the near side, has to come across the field to the Clearbrook Gonvick bench over on the far side. He got a couple of coaches and trainers taking a look at him. Hard to say what happened. I saw McGregor get tackled near side, kind of in front of the Stephen Argyle bench, so it was hard to see exactly what happened there. So let's take a quick break here, and Obadiah Hammer's helped off the field, and we'll be right back. 27-0, Stephen Argyle leading Clearbrook Gonvick, and the Storm on the drive once again with 7:23 to go in the third quarter. Out of the timeout, first and 10 for Stephen Argyle at the Clearbrook Gonvick 25. First down carry goes to James Peterson for a gain of 5. It'll bring up second and 5 from the 20. As Obadiah Hammer walked off under his own power, was escorted by coaches and trainers. Looked a little bit dizzy as he got up, so hopefully he's all right. It'll be second and 5, Stephen Argyle at the Clearbrook Gonvick 20. This will be the seventh play of the drive coming up. And now we got whistles and officials timeout. And they're still looking at Obadiah Hammer, far side of Clearbrook Gonvick. And I wonder if they're not, I see two ambulances on site. I wonder if that's not what they're going for here. I do see somebody running far side toward the scoreboard. That's where those ambulances are parked. There's one on the right side of the scoreboard and one to the left. Obadiah Hammer talking with a number of people on the far side as they're trying to communicate with him. Like I said, he looked a little dizzy when he got up, when he got injured a couple plays ago on the near side. I think they're trying to take his helmet off right now. So we'll step aside once again and see what's going on. 6:23 to go in the third quarter. Stephen Argyle with the ball in the lead, 27-0 over Clearbrook Gonvick as they attend to the injured Clearbrook Gonvick Bear and senior Obadiah Hammer. We'll be back in a moment. It's high school football on KROX. In Argyle, Jay Sorensen Memorial Field. Our game is stopped at 6:23 to go in the third quarter. Stephen Argyle leading Clearbrook Gonvick 27-0, and the Storm has the ball. But more importantly, on a couple of plays ago, after a run by Colin McGregor, evidently a little bit of helmet-to-helmet contact inadvertent, and one that I couldn't quite see what happened to a whole mound of players on the near side. But Obadiah Hammer got up a couple of plays ago, looked a little dazed and confused. He was helped off the field, walked across the field from the near side to the far boundary. That's where Clearbrook Gonvick's bench is. And we had the head official come over and tell us that Casey Kralik, the head coach of Clearbrook Gonvick, is with Obadiah Hammer right now. That's why we're stopped. The head coach is over there attending to the boy, as are a number of coaches and apparent looks like parents, and they are bringing a Stephen volunteer ambulance over. I did see a paramedic run along the far sideline. They got some kind of first aid kit, I guess you could call it, some kind of equipment out of the ambulance, brought it down there for him, but now they are bringing the Stephen volunteer ambulance down, and they'll take him for further evaluation, take him to an area hospital.
Again, the injured player is Obadiah Hammer. And obviously, you wish him the best. As he walked, again, he got up, but you could tell there was some concern right away because some coaches and players were trying to talk with him right after the play, and he looked a little dizzy, and he walked quite slowly off the field. And then we had another play run, a 5-yard run by James Peterson. So they ran another play, but then they stopped the game again because they were still looking at Obadiah Hammer. And then head coach Casey Kralik was brought over to try and attend to him. So it looks like they are going to put him in the ambulance and take him in for further evaluation. So certainly our thoughts, prayers, best wishes go out to Obadiah Hammer, Clearbrook Gonvick, of course, his family, and they'll take him off. Of course, a lot of paramedics on site, EMTs, as always. They bring in an ambulance from both Argyle and one from Stephen. They're always well-equipped and prepared for when these types of things happen. So we'll take another break. Again, 6:23 to go, third quarter. Stephen Argyle, 27, Clearbrook Gonvick, nothing, as our game has been stopped for an injury to Clearbrook Gonvick's Obadiah Hammer. You're listening to High School Football on KROX. The Clearbrook Gonvick coaches and also the Stephen Argyle paramedics, Stephen and Argyle paramedics, tending to the injured player Obadiah Hammer, who took a hit toward the head, the upper body, possibly the head, a couple of plays ago, was helped off the field. Another play was played, another down was played, and then they stopped the game as they bring in the Stephen Volunteer Ambulance, and they'll load Obadiah Hammer into there on a stretcher, and he'll be taken to a nearby medical facility for further evaluation, and that's pretty much all we know. Of course, our best wishes go out to the injured player, Obadiah Hammer, his teammates, family, and friends, and the Bears, just and the Storm. Obviously, a lot of concern for both teams there. You know, these two teams go back a long ways. They used to be section rivals. Opponents and rivals on the field, but in a moment like this, I mean, you kind of rally around each other. You have paramedics and coaches from the Stephen and Argyle area helping this young man. So, your opponents in the game, but friends in the game of life, that's for sure. It's obviously a pretty tense moment, scary moment for sure, at Jay Sorensen Memorial Field. Our score is Stephen Argyle 27, Clearbrook Gonvick nothing. Stephen Argyle had been driving. They are driving. They do have the ball in Clearbrook Gonvick territory. So the Bears get up after being knelt together on the far side. They break their huddle for action as the refs signal they're ready. So clock resumes at 6:20 and counting in this third quarter. Second and 5, Stephen Argyle at the Clearbrook Gonvick 20. McGlynn hands it off. Stretch play right side to McGregor. McGregor gets some decent yardage, but he's tackled by Lane Kadrew. And he needed 5 yards for the first down. It looks like he has it. I think he gets 5 exactly. Yep. First down today for Stephen Argyle. This will be their 8th play of the drive. Started all the way back on their own 20. This drive started after Stephen Argyle went 3 and out and had a turnover on downs. After a 2-yard punt is how this drive started, as they give it to James Peterson on 1st and 10 at the 15. Peterson tackled just shy of the goal line at about the 2-yard line. Tackle made by Jordan Coulson, among others. That's a 13-yard. Well, they give him about 10. They'll mark him. No, no, they mark him at the 2. That's a gain of 13 for Peterson. And it will be first down and goal for Stephen Argyle. So this drive started, after a short 2-yard punt. And McGlynn on a toss sweep left gives it to Lindgren. He stretches, pile on, touchdown Stephen Argyle. Giving chase was Jensen Engberg, but Lindgren outruns them all. Gets into the end zone on the far side. Lindgren scores his 3rd touchdown of the game. This one from about 2 yards away. And that makes the score 33-0 Stephen Argyle with 5:14 to go.
Lindgren had 3 touchdowns last week. He's got 3 more today on the 2-yard touchdown run. And the extra point, a high kick for Colton Paniak, but he does split the uprights, and it is good. Paniak is now 4 of 5 kicking those PATs today. And with 5:14 to go in this third quarter, your score, Stephen Argyle 34, Clearbrook Gonvik nothing. Just for clarity's sake, so Stephen Argyle had a 2-yard punt. They had the ball to start the third quarter. They had a 2-yard punt. Clearbrook Gonvik took over at the Stephen Argyle 28. And Clearbrook Gonvik had a turnover on downs. They went for it and gave Stephen Argyle the ball back on their own 20. So the Storm able to drive 80 yards on 9 plays in 4 minutes and 32 seconds. And Jason Lindgren with a 2-yard touchdown run. That's how the drive comes to an end. So, again, with 5 minutes, 14 seconds to go in the third, your score 34 to nothing, and the ambulance hauling Obadiah Hammer of Clearbrook Gonvik has left the field. So he came off the field with an apparent head injury. They loaded him into the ambulance, and they're taking him, Obadiah Hammer of Clearbrook Gonvik, taking him for further evaluation. So we get an update, I'll let you know, but that's all we know right now. Colton Paniak with an end-over-end kick. Picks it up at the 15-yard line. Picked up by Jensen Engberg. He's at the 30. Stiff arms, and he's down to about the 34-yard line. That's where Clearbrook Gonvik will set up shop. First and 10 on their own 34. 5:08 to go in quarter number 3. This will be the 9th possession of the game for Clearbrook Gonvik. And just their 2nd possession of the second half. This, obviously, their third quarter, we were delayed just a little bit because of the injury. Game also has prolonged quite a bit because, well, frankly, there's been a lot of incomplete passes in this game. Incomplete passes, a fair number of penalties, and a very unfortunate injury to Obadiah Hammer of Clearbrook Gonvik. And now we got a block in the back called on Clearbrook Gonvik. That'll back him up 15 yards on the kick return. That's just what I'm saying. Penalties, turnovers, incomplete passes. So, quarterback Kyle Gerloffs hands it off to Colton Schultz. There's a flag down. He's down the near side at the foot race. Midfield, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown, but there is a flag down. Wow. It would be a great run. It'd be an 80-yard touchdown for Colton Schultz. But we'll see what the flag is. A flag back all the way at the line of scrimmage. It looks like illegal shift. I heard 2 guys in motion at the same time. Illegal shift is the call. Ugh. And that negates an 80-yard touchdown run by Colton Schultz. And credit to Schultz. Stephen Argyle didn't stop because of the penalty. I mean, Schultz outran a number of Storm defenders down the near side. So a great run by Schultz, but just a frustrating back-breaking penalty right there. 5th penalty of the day against Clearbrook Gonvik. So it'll now be 1st and 15 for Clearbrook Gonvik at their own 15-yard line. Bears moving from right to left here in this third quarter, 4:54 to go in the third. Your score, Stephen Argyle 34, Clearbrook Gonvik nothing on the Draft Sports Bar and Grill scoreboard update. Been playing we kicked off about an hour and 45 minutes ago. The ball is dropped by Aiden Turnus on the handoff, but he dives right back on it. Back to the line and nothing more. It'll be 2nd and 15, a close call there. Clearbrook Gonvik already with 3 turnovers today, including 1 fumble. I can't recall who had that fumble in the first half. Either way, 2 turnovers also for Stephen Argyle, a couple of interceptions. But still, it's the Storm with a comfortable 34 to nothing lead. 2nd and 15 for Clearbrook Gonvik as they'll hand it off to Schultz. Schultz, the motion man, from right to left.
He broke it down the left sideline last time for 80 yards after the play was called back due to a penalty. This time he swallowed up William McGlynn, seeing some time and making the tackle. Also Jaden Kasprovich in the area. And that'll go for no gain for Schultz. And no, they lost 5 yards, actually. It's hard to tell from this angle. The ball is spotted about 25 yards to my right. So Schultz does lose 5 there. Third and 20 for Clearbrook-Gonvick at their own 10. On third down today, Clearbrook-Gonvick 1 of 7. Under 3.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Gerloff's under center. He will go back to throw. Gets hit as he thrown. Pass is incomplete. Stephen Argyle reacting as if it's a fumble as Jaden Kasprovich jumped on the ball, but they're going to say his arm went forward. Big time pressure. Not really even sure who Gerloff was looking for down the field. Perhaps Jensen Engberg, who was downfield, but either way, that it is an incomplete pass. And fourth down coming up for Clearbrook-Gonvick. And so it looks like Clearbrook-Gonvick backed up fourth and 20 at their own 10. Clock stopped at 3:17 in this third quarter. Stephen Argyle up 34-0. So I would imagine this is a punting down. Yep. Alex Dawson getting ready to punt it away. This is just the second... No, the third punt, I'm sorry. Third punt. He had one for 14 and one for 40. Here's a nice snap to Dawson. Just a rocket of a kick. That one will take a bounce at midfield. Lindgren picks it up at the 49. Cuts upfield to the 45, the 40 with some blockers. 35, he's to the 30. He's to the 25, the 20, the 15. One man to beat. Throws a stiff arm, and he's going to take it. Lindgren! Touchdown, Stephen Argyle. Lindgren from 49 yards. What was a terrific punt. A 38-yard punt is taken. It takes a bounce. 52 yards officially. I'll call it 51. 51 or 52. Either way, Lindgren with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Yep, Lynn, they call it 51 yards on the punt return for the touchdown. So that's his fourth all-purpose touchdown of the day. And now we got timeout for another injured player. I'm told Alex Dawson is hurt. So we got another stoppage of play here. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. It's 40-0, Stephen Argyle. So Stephen Argyle is huddled up in the end zone right now. Alex Dawson's gotten up. I see him now. We have a coach. We have a timeout called. Coach Casey Kralik talking to his team in the end zone. Now he comes off the field. So Dawson was down for a moment. He got up. So it's a 51-yard punt return for a touchdown by Jason Lindgren. Lindgren with 3 rushing touchdowns, and now the punt return for a touchdown. It's the first time the Storm have taken a punt back for a score this year. 40-0 now. The Storm lead it. And that running clock will be in effect in that fourth quarter. So now the Storm still huddled up here. Coach Kralik's back on the sideline for Clearbrook-Gonvick after an apparent Bears timeout after the punt return for the touchdown for Stephen Argyle. So Jordan Colson, I'm told, instead of Alex Dawson, Jordan Colson was a little banged up on the play. So we're still not ready for action just yet. Yeah, Jordan Colson. Now Colson's walking off, I see. Yeah. Yeah, he wasn't down, but he was obviously in some pain as he is walking off under his own power. Has his hand on his left hip.
helmet in his right hand. So Jordan Colson injured late on that play, and we had the action stopped for a little while for another injury. He'll be, I mean, he seems okay walking off under his own power, walking slowly, appears kind of his left side some pain. So Colton Paniak will try to put through the point after. It's a high end-over-end one. That one's short of the crossbar and no good. So, with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, your score, Stephen Argyle 40 and Clearbrook Gonvick nothing. A 51-yard punt return for a touchdown by Jason Lindgren, and the Storm are rolling here at home. We'll be back in 30 on KROX. Welcome back to Argyle, 40-0. Stephen Argyle leading Clearbrook Gonvick. It's high school football on KROX. Tommy Rezach back with you again. Colton Paniak kicks it deep. Well, deep-ish to the 18-yard line. End-over-end kick taken by Jensen Enberg, who crashes his way to about the 37-yard line. 37s will mark him, and Clearbrook Gonvick will go to work once again. First and 10 on their own 37. 2:53 to go in this third quarter. Two minutes, 53 seconds still to go in this third quarter. 40-0. Stephen Argyle in front. Clearbrook Gonvick still looking for their first points of this game. Quarterback is Kyle Gerloffs. He's out of the gun. One back bunched tight to the formation each way. Motion man to the right was Aiden Chernis, and there was some jumping on the line. I think this is going to be a false start. Indeed. Six penalties for 50 yards. Well, now what's going on? The one official was marching the wrong way, so it is illegal procedure, false start for Clearbrook Gonvick. That'll be first and 15 now for the Bears at their own 33-yard line. Gerloff's in the gun. Again, one receiver each way. Motion man is Aiden Chernis as he's split out wide to the right. And Gerloff's going deep, looking for Chernis, and he makes the catch at the 30, 25, 20, and he's tackled, a touchdown-saving tackle at the 14-yard line by Riley Clausen. Wow. Chernis. ...52 yards on the pitch and catch to Aiden Chernis. So that is obviously the biggest play from scrimmage for Clearbrook Gonvick today. Two catches for 53 yards for Aiden Chernis. And this is what Badger Greenbush Middle River did last week. You see a few backups, Riley Clausen being a backup for Stephen Argyle. Gerloffs decides to air it out against this second-string defense, and that time it paid off. And now Chernis will get the handoff left side. Not as much room this time as he'll get up to what about the 11-yard line looks like. Oh, wait, check that. That's Colton Schultz. Colton Schultz getting the carry that time. Yep, we'll give Schultz 5 yards. Fifth carry of the day for Schultz. 11 yards on those 5 carries for Schultz. Second and 5 for Clearbrook Gonvick at the Stephen Argyle 10-yard line. So this is as close to the end zone as they've been all day for the Bears. As Aiden Chernis now gets the handoff up the middle, across the 10 to about the 7. He'll be about a yard shy. We'll give him 3, I think. Just over 30 yards on 11 carries for Aiden Chernis. Stephen Argyle 40, Clearbrook Gonvick nothing, but the Bears are 7 yards away from getting their first points of the game. Third down and 2 from the 7. Clearbrook Gonvick is one of 8 on third down today. Down to our last 90 seconds of the third quarter. Gerloff's under center, Chernis the deep back. The motion man is Colton Schultz from right to left. They hand it off to Chernis. He's hit at the line. Jaden Kasparovich trying to bring him down as a great effort by Chernis.
So he was trying to keep his legs moving forward. He needed 2 yards, needed to get to the 5. But I think he's short. Credit. Yeah, is he short or not? No, they give it to him. Okay. Getting hard to tell from this angle. But it is a 2-yard gain. The young man, Aiden Sherness. That's big time. And it'll be first and goal. Clearbrook Gombeck at the 5. I thought, great second effort as Kasprovich had Sherness wrapped up. Gerloffs will hand it off this time to Jensen Engberg. Engberg is short. He'll get about a yard on the carry. James Peterson, Jaden Kasprovich, along with Braden Nordling in on the stop. Gain of 1. Jensen Engberg, that's just his 3rd carry of the day. 3 carries now for 8 yards. Under a minute to go, 3rd quarter on the Draft Sports Bar and Grill scoreboard update. Stephen Argyle 40, Clearbrook Gonvick nothing, but the Bears are 4 yards away from getting on the board in this one. Kyle Gerloffs is under center. They'll hand it off to the tailback. Aiden Sherness stretches, reaching. And they mark him just shy. Wow. Colin McGregor, along with Tyler Tonkin, in on the stop. They mark him shy. Gain of about 3.5 for Sherness. He needed 4. That might bring it the 3rd quarter to the end. I think it will. Yep, I don't think they're going to run another play. So, Stephen Argyle, they add 13 points to their lead here in this 3rd quarter, and we'll have a running clock, at least to start the 4th quarter, as the Stephen Argyle Storm lead Clearbrook Gonvick by the score of 40-0. Final quarter coming up next on KROX. Just about 5 o'clock on AM 1260, 105.7, 92.1 FM, KROX Radio, Crookston, Minnesota, online at KROXAM.com. Tommy Rezach with you here. Stephen Argyle lead the Bears of Clearbrook Gonvick 40-0. Clearbrook Gonvick with the ball. They are knocking on the door, quite literally. They are a yard away, possibly even less than that. 3rd and goal from about the half-yard line for Clearbrook Gonvick. And what's been quite a long drive for them. This will be the 7th play of this drive. A drive that was sparked by a 52-yard catch by Aiden Sherness. And on the previous play, Sherness almost had the rushing touchdown. And they'll give it to Sherness on 3rd and goal. He's in there. Touchdown, Clearbrook Gonvick. Aiden Sherness caps off the long drive with a 1-yard touchdown. It's Sherness's 2nd score of the season on about his 12th or 13th carry. And Clearbrook Gonvick is on the board. It's 40-6. And so that's back to within a 34-point margin. So running clock no longer in effect. 3 seconds into the 3rd quarter. And Clearbrook Gonvick will go for the 2-point try as Gerloffs is in the gun with split backs and throws it over the middle. Ooh, looking for the tall guy, Alex Dawson, covered by James Peterson, also by William McGlynn. So the 2-point try does fail. But fortunately for Clearbrook Gonvick, they get the 1-yard touchdown run from Aiden Sherness. So with 11:57 left in the game, the new score, Stephen Argyle 40, Clearbrook Gonvick 6. Listening to high school football this afternoon on KROX. So it is Alex Dawson to kick off. Back deep is Riley Clausen and also William McGlynn. McGlynn fields the kick, or he tries to. Went through his hands. It goes out of bounds near side. That could have been disastrous, but fortunately for Stephen Argyle, the dropped kick return does go out of bounds. So it's 1st down and 10, Stephen Argyle. So the Storm take over with 11:54 still left in this game at their own 25-yard line. Looks like we'll have a change at quarterback to William McGlynn. Going to come in. Going to see a number of backups in here for Stephen Argyle. As they have scored at least 40 points in each of their last 3 games. Scored 47 on Warren Alvarado Oslo. That was 15 days ago. Hung 49 on Badger Greenbush Middle River 6 days ago. Now 40 on the board here. And William McGlynn gets the carry. So Zach McGlynn is still in at quarterback. But the younger McGlynn, William, does get the carry. That's what I was a little confused there for a second.
William McGlynn with a 5-yard carry on his first carry of the day.
40-6. Stephen Argyle up by 34 points, just underway in the fourth quarter.
I would say Stephen Argyle very close to about 200 yards rushing as a team. They're at about 150 at halftime, and it's pretty good carries by James Peterson. In the second half, Peterson had carries at 28, 10, 13. Yeah, probably another, in all likelihood, another 200-yard running day for Stephen Argyle as a team. Second and five. Zach McGlynn still in at QB. William McGlynn lined up on the left. Riley Clausen's lined up on the right. Clausen comes in motion from right to left. And I think Clausen does get it. Yep. Clausen at the bottom of the pile. Close to the first down. Oh. No. My bad. Looking at the wrong yard line. So that time, Riley Clausen gets nothing. Third and five. I'm going to go no gain for Riley Clausen. Third and five for Stephen Argyle. Ball at their own 30. Clock is moving. 10-12 and counting to go. Quarter number four, Stephen Argyle 40. Clearbrook Gonvick 6. The Storm with the ball. Trying to put the finishing touches on another Storm victory. So there's a fumble on the play now. I did not see that. I thought he was down. Huh, they're going to roll. Riley Clausen fumbled there. Well, I'll be darned. That's the third turnover, and Clearbrook Gonvick has it at the Stephen Argyle 30. Well, that caught us all by surprise as they give it to Colton Schultz on first down up to the 25, the 23-yard line. So Clearbrook Gonvick takes over at the 30. Six yards for Colton Schultz. So Riley Clausen fumbles the football. So each team now with three turnovers. Gain of six there for Colton Schultz. They'll be second and four. Clearbrook Gonvick at the Stephen Argyle 24. So a chance here for the Bears to get some more points on the board. Huh. Neither team was really reacting like it was a fumble. I mean, as Gerloff hands it off to Aiden Chernus. Chernus has been the workhorse today. He's across the 10. He's got a first down. It'll be first and goal at the 9. A pickup of about 15 yards. So again, the Storm with their backup defenders in, and Clearbrook Gonvick with primarily starters still in, and Clearbrook Gonvick making them pay. First and goal at the 8 now for Clearbrook Gonvick. Stephen Argyle up 40-6, 8.5 to go and counting fourth quarter. Gerloff's under center, turns, hands it off to Enberg. Enberg's tackled about the 5-yard line, leading the stop there, Tyler Tonkin. 180-pound junior. Also in on the stop was Aiden Anderson. Now this clock's starting to wind down a bit. Gain of three there for Jensen Engberg. 11 yards on four carries for Engberg. Be the fourth play of the drive for Clearbrook Gonvick. Second and goal at the 5 after a Stephen Argyle fumble. Neither team reacted as if it were a fumble, but after the end of all things, they ruled Riley Clausen fumbled, and Clearbrook Gonvick recovered. And this time, Enberg gets the carry again. He'll be just a little shy. They'll mark him about the 3. Yeah, gain of 2 there for Enberg. He needed 5. It'll be third and goal at the 3. Third down and goal. At the 3 for Clearbrook Gonvick. Well, they now converted 3 third downs. They scored on a third and goal their last time round. Kyle Gerloff's under center. The tailback is number 25, Alex Chernus. And they hand it off to Colton Schultz, one of the wingbacks. Schultz is going to be short. No gain. Leading the stop there. Leading the stop, number 71, Martinez for Stephen Argyle. Bring up a fourth down and goal from the 3-yard line. Four down territory, clearly, for Clearbrook Gonvick. So they're 3 yards away from punching it in again. Clearbrook Gonvick has not scored more than 6 points in any of their first 2 games of the season. Lost 22-6 to Park Christian, 18-6 to Black Duck. So could get a season high in points if they punch it in.
Gerloff's under center. Back to throw. Over the middle, wide open. Pass is caught. Touchdown, Clearbrook Gonvick. Sam Wishard hauls it in from 3 yards away. Wishard, his first catch of the day. It's a big one. It's a touchdown. And that is the second passing touchdown of the year for Kyle Gerloff's quarterback. Pretty good play call on fourth and goal. As Gerloff's with a, he had a tailback behind him. That was Alex Chernis. Gerloff's elects to go straight back to throw, and Stephen Argyle brought the house on the blitz. And Wishard was open in the back of the end zone. Now Gerloff's will throw for the two-point try. Reaching out and grabbing it is Ty Deardahl, the sophomore. A couple of youngsters for Clearbrook Gonvick making some nice plays. With 6:16 to go in the fourth quarter, Clearbrook Gonvick all of a sudden with 14 unanswered points. 6:16 left to play. Your score, Stephen Argyle 40, Clearbrook Gonvick 14. We'll be right back on KROX. Welcome back. Alex Dawson kicks off for Clearbrook Gonvick. Fielding this kick is Will McGlynn at about the 20, and he gets tripped up across the 45. Hits the hole hard, does young William McGlynn. 5'8", 150-pound sophomore. A lot of speed for him. Kind of a squib kick there, and Stephen Argyle had some room to run. And so now the Storm take over with 6:07 to go, first and 10 on their own 47. So we'll see if Stephen Argyle, I would imagine they're going to keep the ball on the ground and try to eat up some clock as quarterback. The new quarterback now is Mason Raminski. Oh, and the ball's loose. And I think Clearbrook Gonvick may have got it. They did. Wow, a botched handoff. Goodness gracious me. Jordan Colson with the recovery. And that is the fourth turnover by Stephen Argyle. Fumbles in back-to-back drives. So the Bears get it back with a chance to score on a third straight possession, and they take over at the Stephen Argyle 45. This game is just chock full of surprises. So obviously not what Coach Ethan Marcus wants to see from his second team offense. And Clearbrook Gonvick with, as you would guess, mainly starters still in there, going to try and put some more points on the board. Down 40-14 are the Bears. As they hand it off this time, Alex Chernis gets a carry. That's Alex's first carry of the day. Making the stop there was Juan Martinez. And Alex Chernis, the younger brother of Aiden Chernis, loses 3 yards. Down to 5.5 minutes left to play. Stephen Argyle 40, Clearbrook Gonvick 14 on the Draft Sports Bar and Grill scoreboard update. Kyle Gerloff's under center. In motion is Trevor Solberg. So there are some backups in there for Clearbrook Gonvick, but a bobbled snap. Getting it back as Kyle Gerloff tries to run for the yardage, but he's brought down for a loss of a yard. That comes down to the 49-yard line. It'll bring up a third down and call it 14 for Clearbrook Gonvick. So Stephen Argyle's second-team defense coming up with some big plays. Got the Tyler Tonkin in there. Andrew Hansen on the field right now. Carson Safransky. Lennon Kasprovich. Well, this is a second-team defense. This is a unit that allowed Badger Greenbush Middle River to score 21 points in a 9-minute span in that fourth quarter. You know this defense, these second stringers, want to prove themselves today as they hand it off to Trevor Solberg, a freshman. And Solberg goes for a big loss on the play. Riley Clausen wraps him up. So Solberg will lose, oh boy, about 5 yards there. Trevor Solberg, the freshman, getting the carry. And he does lose 5, and that'll bring up about a 4th and 19. Goodness gracious. So two straight fumbles by Stephen Argyle appeared. Clearbrook Gonvick could maybe take advantage, but that time the Storm defense come up big. Clock under, we're now under 4 minutes left, 40-14. Stephen Argyle the lead. Clearbrook Gonvick. They're 1-for-4 on fourth down, but it does not appear that they are going to go for it. This will be a punting down for Alex Dawson, who has kicks of 40 and 38 yards today. He does have a pretty good foot. He did shank one earlier, and now we got movement up front. I think jumping first was Jordan Colson, the man getting ready to snap the ball for Clearbrook Gonvick, and they do call it false start. Plenty of penalties to go around today. 55 yards of penalties on 7 flags against Clearbrook Gonvick. Stephen Argyle, 4 penalties for 45 yards for them. Clock still rolling, though. 3.5 and counting to go in the game. Stephen Argyle, 40. Clearbrook Gonvick, 14. The Bears getting ready to punt it away on a 4th and 24. Dawson gets the snap. Ooh, that one's partially blocked, I think. It goes straight in the air and bounces right into the hands of Tyler Duncan. That caught him off guard, and he dives right on it. It startled him. That ball went straight high in the air, end over end. I think that's a net punt with a net yardage of about 2 yards. Stephen Argyle had a shallow punt like that earlier in this game. See, if Tonkin had not picked that up, that would have been a live ball. Clearbrook Gonvick could have gotten it. But Tonkin able to dive on it. So about a 2-yard punt. And a punt that I think that was partially blocked by Carson Safransky. And that ball just went straight up in the air as the quarterback, Mason Raminski, the backup QB, puts it in the belly of Cooper Clausen. Cooper seeing his first carry of the day. Bringing up the stop is Trevor Solberg of Clearbrook Gonvick. Gain of about 3 for Cooper Clausen. Stephen Argyle will move to 4-0 on the year. Clearbrook Gonvick will fall to 0-3. I'm not sure how useful schedules are in a year like this, but Stephen Argyle, their next schedule to play at Kitson County Central on Friday the 6th, but Kitson County Central is a school that has had some cancellations related to COVID-19, so stay tuned. Raminski under center at QB. Gives off to Cooper Clausen again. Cooper bouncing off a tackler. He's across the 35, pushing his way to the 29-yard line. A pickup of 9 and a first down for Cooper Clausen. Good hard run by that young man. And 20 first downs for Stephen Argyle today. And he'll move the chains, move the clock. Down about 2:15 and counting to go. Stephen Argyle. So we're down to less than 2 minutes to go. It'll be first and 10, Stephen Argyle. Ball at the Clearbrook Gonvick 30-yard line. The Storm taking their time, letting this time run off. Down to about a minute 48 and counting to go. A couple more run plays, perhaps a kneel down by Stephen Argyle. I think they're just going to elect to do some running plays. Backup quarterback Mason Raminski hands the ball off to Demetrius Oberg, and Oberg breaks away down the near side, and he's going to score! With a minute and a half to go, Demetrius Oberg, the sophomore. Oh, my goodness. The big man listed as a linebacker and offensive lineman. A trick play there as he lines up in the backfield, and Demetrius Oberg takes it for the touchdown 30 yards away. And the sideline goes wild for that one. 30-yard touchdown out of nowhere. And that, again, gets on the board with a minute 30 to go. And Demetrius Oberg with his first touchdown of the season. Pretty special moment there. Makes the score 46-14 now, Stephen Argyle. They'll line up to go for 2. Raminski under center. Cooper Kloss in the tailback. Cooper does get the carry, but I don't think he's going to get there. Wrapped up well by the freshman Trevor Solberg. So the two-point try does fail. With a minute and 30 seconds to go in the game, your score on the Draft Sports Bar and Grill scoreboard update. It's now Stephen Argyle 46, Clearbrook Gonvick 14. Demetrius Oberg scoring on the touchdown run. I thought that was I saw 54 out there. I wasn't quite sure. Oberg found some running room on the near side and took it to the house 30 yards. Pretty special moment for that young man. Oberg has scored a touchdown. Jason Lindgren scored, three rushing touchdowns. Lindgren also had the 51-yard punt return for the touchdown. Getting the scoring started back in the first quarter was James Peterson. He had a 2-yard touchdown run for the Storm. Also, Colton Paniak, a 2-yard touchdown catch. That was early in the second quarter. So, whole cast of characters contributing today for Stephen Argyle. Down to 90 seconds left. Stephen Argyle getting ready to kick it away. Clearbrook Gonvick to receive. Clearbrook Gonvick, they're next scheduled to play against Winnie Mack. Back on their home field on next Friday at 6 o'clock. As kicking that off is Demetrius Oberg. Kind of a squib kick. It stays in bounds near side. Trevor Solberg fields it at the 20 to the 25. We got a flag down, and Solberg bullying his way to the 30-yard line. We do have two flags down behind the play. Shortly after the kick was fielded, we have a flag down. This would lead me to believe it's a block in the back.